Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Cook. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Huff. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Sean Abner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lofton scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berga moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell spins and fires to second, and Berga is picked off. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is walked intentionally. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a line drive beyond short. Beltre can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Levis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a pop-up beyond third. Martinez can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Ventura trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Sean Abner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Abner takes first base on ball four. Fisk moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltre hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Beltre applying the tag. One out. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sachs for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Cook. Johnson moves to second. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Abner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Abner hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beltre is 0-for-1 in the game. Beltre hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. Levis hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Huff is 0-for-2 in the game. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fermin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fermin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive for a single. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Abner bunts towards the mound. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre is 0-for-2 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. 2 outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Levis is 0-for-2 in the game. Levis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-3 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0-for-3 in the game. Huff strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fermin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground for a single. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura bunts and there's an error on the play. Cora moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk is walked intentionally. Ventura moves to second. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Tim Raines pinch hits for Sean Abner. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to home to get Cora. Ventura moves to third. Karkovice moves to second. Two outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Esteban Beltre. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Tim Raines now playing left field. Dale Sviam now playing shortstop. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento hits a line drive beyond short. Sviam can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Wayne Kirby pinch runs for Paul Sorrento. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Kirby. The throw from Karkovice and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Jesse Levis. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Junior Ortiz now catching. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 4 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 4 in the game. Huff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians won, and the White Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Firmin is 0-for-4 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive for a single. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez is 0-for-4 in the game. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Thigpen fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Martinez attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Jacoby moves to second. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Whiten is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Whiten is walked intentionally. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Firmin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Johnson. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plunk fields it and has Johnson trapped. He races towards second and tags Johnson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sachs is 0-for-5 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive towards short. Firmin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground for a single. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Furman is 0-for-5 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground to left field. Raines throws towards the plate. Karkoviche fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Karkoviche. Lofton scores. Furman moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Berga is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it and throws to home to get Furman. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Huff is 0-for-5 in the game. Huff is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.